Of course, I will always train. But if you ask me if I want to come back to... if you just try to put yourself in my shoes and try to come back. First, if I try to come back for a fight with Kamaru Usman, I would have to literally leave the country. You cannot train right now in Canada. There's the COVID. So I would have to bring my coaches somewhere, find a base camp, fly in some training partners, you know, because it's Kamaru Usman. You need to get ready. You know, you need a real training camp. So just that, leave my home, leave my family, my place. I'm very reluctant to do it. And I don't need to do it. I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. It's not appealing to me to give that, to lose 3 months of my life of stress and everything for trying to get a win over Kamaru Usman. It's not. And as time passed by, it's getting less and less and less and less appealing. And I don't think there's anybody now that will make me come back. I'm good, and the situation also, the COVID, it doesn't help. So I will always train, and I will always be in shape, and it seems to me like people, they want to see me go on my shield, you know? Like you see a lot of guys, they wait too long, they retire, they wait too long before to retire, and they kind of go on their shield, and I never want to do this. I want to compete at my best, and now I'm at the point I'm really asking myself the question: is my best years are behind me? It could be, and I always said myself, I don't want to compete if my best years are behind me. You know, so because you reach a point, your knowledge always grow, but your physicality at one point diminish. You know, and I'm 39 years old, gonna be 40 soon. Yeah. And, you know, if I would have done something, I would have accepted something, it would have needed to be something that it's really special for me, like really get me to the core of myself to get me the motivation. And I don't have the same motivation right now. It's not appealing for me. And I like to watch fight. I'm a big fan, but... Saturday I was doing the commentating for a sport broadcast, but I had to go back in there. I look at this with the stress and everything right now in my life. I'm like, hell no, I'm not doing it.
People miss you though, George, and like in throughout everything you just said, like it sounds pretty definitive, but not 100%, right? That's what a lot of UFC fans, a lot of mixed martial arts fans in this country, across the world, are hanging their hats on. And you aren't yet 40. You're 40 in the spring, and like JD said, you look great. Like, I don't know. It's not fair to have you put a percentage chance on it, but there is something that would have you return, right?
Well, I right now it's less, and very less likely. The way you do, I don't know how people do business, but I'm gonna tell you how what happened. More than 2 years ago, we tried to make it with Khabib. We said, hey, we're ready to go, blah, 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 let's go under these conditions, these terms. The UFC refused. Now, more than 2 years have passed. When you make business, you say, oh, you want to buy my car for that much, okay, and then 2 years, if you refuse my offer, then you cannot come back 2 years after. Say, hey, finally, the offer you made me, I will take it and come back. It doesn't work like that, you know, times has passed, and you know, my life's not the same as it was when I 2 years ago. The universe has changed, so to speak, you know what I mean? So that's how it works, you know what I mean? Man, for now, to go back for Kamaru, I'm very happy for what he does, for what he have achieved, but to go back and lose three, you know, to give 3 months of my life, put myself in training camp to trying to get a win against Kamaru Usman, it doesn't get me motivated, you know, like, and I don't know if there is anybody that will, anything that will give me motivated to go back to competition now. I'm not sure.